show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
We'll do it this way.
Spirit of the living God, move within my heart. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be found acceptable in your sight. For you are my Lord and strength, you are my Redeemer, Lord Christ. In your name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
Today is the 22nd of December. And as you can tell by the four candles lit on our Advent wreath, it is the last Sunday of this season, the season of Advent, the season of preparation, as we attempted to get our hearts and our minds and our souls where they ought to be in preparation for the celebration upwards. How's that better? Okay. It's good to get directions from the booth, believe me. When we are getting ourselves ready for a proper and correct celebration of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. In a little while, right after this service, we will gather together and we will transform this area, this room, our sanctuary, our worship space, into this way that it needs to be decorated, and all the other adornments that we will use to show what it is that we are getting ready to celebrate. But you know, there is a danger, as there is with every change inside of our liturgical calendar. And that danger is, quite simply, that if we're not very careful, all we're going to do is have yet one more liturgical costume change. And nothing will change inside of all of us. And that's a real danger, folks. That is a real danger. Some 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, in the southern kingdom of Judah, in Bethlehem, the great prophet Micah wrote, in a time when the Assyrians were in the process of conquering the northern kingdom of Israel, and were at that moment threatening the southern kingdom of Judah. And Micah was writing, warning what was coming, and was attempting to get the people to get right with God, because quite frankly, they weren't. They were nowhere near right with God. The poor were downtrodden, being cheated and abused. The king of the southern kingdom, Ahaz, was very corrupt, immoral, and day by day he abandoned more and more and more what it meant to be in a living relationship with God, Yahweh. And the nation was falling, and soon would be in captivity. And to them then Micah writes, O Bethlehem, from you shall come forth the one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. And basically at the very same time that other great prophet of the age, Isaiah, wrote, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. As Christian people, We believe in the most clear and profound way that Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary, is in fact Emmanuel, God with us. That he is in fact the long expected, anticipated Messiah. At least that's what we say we believe, even when we don't act like it. We believe in his birth, his life, his teaching. We observe his suffering, his death, his resurrection. And prayerfully, I pray not much longer, his coming again. And that he continues in all of these things to be Emmanuel as he works out his ministry and acts of salvation, principally through Christian people who in fact are living out the truth of the gospel in their very lives, doing and saying those things that we have been commanded to do and say in accordance with his word. Now, the prophetic messages of Micah and Isaiah still have a lot to teach us today, because quite frankly, they speak of present-day circumstances that are not all that much different, not really, from what the situation was some 700 years before the birth of Christ. There in the 8th century Judah, the king, the government, lived in fear of possible invasion. And Ahaz compromised himself and his beliefs day by day, point by point, as he gave away his relationship with God. Nowadays, there are a lot of people who will play lip service, especially in this season. They'll put up a tree, they'll set out the lights, they'll go out and buy gifts for everybody who they think are important. But truly inviting the Christ child into their life, the Messiah, Emmanuel, is probably one of the furthest things from their minds. The people back in 700 years before the birth of Christ lived in fear of invasion, fear of economic collapse, fear not only in little ways for their national security, but also even their very grip on their ability to have what you might want to call, psychological balance. They lived like Ahaz, very mistrustful lives. And they refused to see the signs that were being revealed before them. And that's not all that different from now. It doesn't take a lot of intelligence or anything else to see that this is the fact of our world. As many of you, I'm sure most of you understand, the vast majority of the people, even here in this country, are not Christian. Even amongst, I would say, those who are somewhat regular in churches. Because they have abandoned biblical Christianity and have accepted a substitute, a weaker, unempowered existence. And they refuse, just like back then, to see the signs that God is sending to us. One more time? No, good. As the prophet said, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call him Emmanuel. That is a sign that is still being read out and visualized, I believe, in this time. And yet, all over and around us are those who refuse to embody it. Many people have chosen instead to be, in a way, deaf and unmoved as stones themselves, and refused to hear the words of St. John, the author of that gospel, where he says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us." This child came to us, and we need to see this for ourselves and then embody it in the way we live. Many leaders in the world today are just like Ahaz of old. They believe that they can achieve what they believe must be done by economic, by political, or even by military means. And God's grand design is the farthest thing away from their mind. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. There is a holy remnant who still believe and hear and see God at work through the people of God who are in fact faithful to his eternal and unchanging world. And that is something that we celebrate here today. What about you and me? How are we living and acting today? How are we? Are we like Ahaz, trusting and living in fear at all times, believing that our ultimate security is to be found in public opinion and pandering to a worldly appetite? Or are we much more like Micah in Isaiah? Are we like Elizabeth and Zechariah? Are we like Mary and Joseph? Are we like even John the Baptizer, who in the confines of his mother's womb, 6 months after conception, leaped inside of his mother's womb when he came in contact with the Christ child for the first time? Our world tells us, "Oh, you foolish, old-fashioned people." That's what they tell us, don't they? You need to do a better job of where you put your trust and your belief. Trust in sports. Trust in the gods of excess, wealth and fame and so-called success and power. And you'll be happy. You'll be happy. And the only thing that happens to us is we fall further and further into the depths. There was a 14th century monk by the name of Meister Eckhart, who had a question that he asked himself, and in his writings records it for history, and it would probably be a very good thing if we all would ask it today of ourselves. He said and wrote, "What good is it to me if Mary gave birth to the Son of God many years ago, and I don't give birth to God's Son in my person and my culture and my times? What good was it if I do not believe and act on that belief?" Well, Advent's all but over, church. And we're about ready to make another change in our surroundings. What is it going to be? Just another liturgical costume change? Or is it going to be something different this year? Will we really invite Emmanuel, God with us, into our lives in such a serious and meaningful way? Will we, in fact, turn our hearts and minds and our souls not over into his care? But then, because he is dwelling within us, we will offer the greatest of all gifts in this giving season, the gift of that Son to all whom we are in contact with, in words if we have to, but certainly by the way we live and act And yes, as we invite others to believe in this child of God, Emmanuel. To God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we ascribe all might, majesty, and dominion, now and forevermore. Amen.